USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Reports say former Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev is dead at the age of 91. Gorbachev was instrumental in taking down the Berlin Wall after some prompting from President Reagan in 1987 in front of the Brandenburg Gate in Berlin.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The eighth and last leader of the Soviet Union was awarded a Nobel Peace Prize in 1990 for bringing the Cold War to a peaceful end. Gorbachev helped take down the long-standing Iron Curtain separating Eastern Communist states and Western non-communist states. After taking nearly the entire month of August off, President Biden says he's determined to see military-style assault weapons banned in the United States. USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as cane grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. This week on the Green Stock Journal.
1 million vials of monkeypox vaccine have been distributed to at-risk communities across the United States.
It is important that we all take monkeypox seriously and that we do everything we can to keep this virus from spreading so we can end this outbreak.
So said U.S. Health Secretary Javier Becerra, monkeypox is spread through sexual contact and is primarily affecting gay and bisexual men. Everything from gas to groceries is more expensive these days, but Labor Secretary Marty Walsh says it's not the administration's fault.
I would argue that inflation is from the past administration for not acting on COVID-19. When the economy got shut down, that administration had no plan to get people back to work.
Meanwhile, House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, is blaming the 40-year high inflation on all the spending the Democrats have done since taking control of all three branches of government. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
A former Trump administration official is speaking out after his name was not redacted in the affidavit released by the Justice Department on Friday.
The redacted FBI search warrant has left America with more questions than answers, as many accuse the DOJ and the FBI of going after President Trump for political reasons. Republican Kash Patel on Fox News is calling foul as the corrupt FBI intentionally left his name unredacted, causing his life to be threatened.
American citizens' names and search warrants are supposed to be redacted. This DOJ, with the same leadership that authorized the Russiagate, is now back in charge, had gone in to intentionally lift the redaction of just my name and then redact the next 7 consecutive pages. It was totally for political purposes. They don't care about the threats to my life, the racist message, and the hatred I see every day now, because they are publicly advertising for me to fail, to go to jail, and to be harmed.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The family of former Buffalo Bills punter Matt Araiza is defending him against gang rape allegations. Araiza's parents releasing a statement saying a war has been waged against their son since the filing of the civil case. His parents say he has been extorted, discriminated against, harassed, and the subject of multiple and continuous threats of violence and death. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.